Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. If you have teenagers, you know how difficult it can be to make sure they eat nutritious food and get enough sleep at night. And as Lauren Hale, associate professor of preventative medicine at Stony Brook University School of Medicine, explains, the battle for sleep and nutrition are related.
My colleagues and I are interested in the association between habitual sleep duration and dietary choices among teenagers. We examined data from the National Longitudinal Study of Adolescent Health, a nationally representative study of over 13,000 American teenagers. We found that teens that reported regularly sleeping less than 7 hours per night had 25% decreased odds of having eaten at least one fruit and one vegetable in the previous day, compared to teens who reported sleeping the recommended amount, which is 9 or more hours per night. We also found that short-sleeping teens had 20% increased odds of having eaten fast food 2 or more times in the past week compared to those sleeping 9 or more hours per night. Although we cannot determine causation from these associations, our findings persisted even after adjustment for potentially confounding variables, including age, sex, parental education, physical activity, and time spent watching TV and playing video games. Our research builds upon experimental studies that reveal that sleep deprivation is associated with changes in hormones that regulate appetite. This research may help us understand how behaviors may change when we are sleep deprived and why we see a positive association between chronic short sleep duration and obesity in children and adolescents. Sleep is an important health behavior with short and longer term benefits for your health and well-being. In the short term, you feel better, concentrate better, and relate better to other people. Our recent study provides further support for the notion that sleep duration may also affect your food choices.
That was Lauren Hale of Stony Brook University School of Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.